Rosh and Oysid Beis. Just give an introduction to before we read the talk about the Rosh. There's a Maisa, Rabbi Owain says over that he was once asked to talk about the topic of Tznius, etc. So he was a Rav then in Miami. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal used to come to Miami in the winter time. He used to spend some time there getting away from the temperatures in New York, etc. He was already older and he needed it was a strain, so he used to come there to relax a little bit. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was there. He figured he'd go to Rabbi Yaakov to discuss, you know, exactly how this, it's a difficult topic to talk about, how does he talk about the topic of Tznius. Rabbi Yaakov said with this smile, he says, talking about Tznius is not Tznius. That was Rabbi Yaakov's response. Okay, Zot the Rosh. Shall yistakel be'isha shi yasur aloi? The person should not be mistakel, the person should not look at a woman, which is prohibited to him. Now, the Mefarshim want to know, I mean, the Isser yistakel, so Isser looking at women, does not apply, only apply to women which are Osir. Even a woman is a penuya, she's not married, she's not in need of the still an Isser of yistakel. So why does the Rosh only present the Isser of yistaklus, b'isha shi yasur aloi? The truth is the Rosh later on in Ois Mem, which is a long Ois, I'm not going to read the whole Ois, starts with the mitzvah tzitzis, which we know is about is our simon for heat, to look at the proper things. It talks about making tzitzis. You should be mekadosh yourself, we'll call the barecha, you should know a basic kisei with your bayis, be mershamayim alecha, be shomer melistako, be isha, b'afilo penuya. You should be careful not to look at a woman, even a woman who is a penuya, a woman who's not married, a woman who's not a nida, a woman to be permitted to marry. There still is a mitzvah, the halacha of being careful to what to look at. Why the Rosh separates the two? The Isser, it's interesting that the Tzimtzum Sharm says that the same way there's an Isser arayas b'maisa, there's an Isser arayas b'dibur, there's an Isser arayas b'einayim. He says that each one of the has, it says that don't think it's just a getter. Don't think it's just a getter, la'erva. It's the erva of einayim. It's the erva of dibur. That there's, it's a maisa erva of dibur. It's a maisa erva of einayim. So, could be what he's saying is that a woman who's usralt erva, so there's a maisa erva be'einayim to that. A woman who's bets and mutters, you can't give it a shame, erva, there's a need of not being mistakel. And that's why the Rosh separates it as 2 points. Just in the Pshut HaShal Mikra of the Rosh. Chazal talk about this. This is a topic which is not spoken about too much because it's not such a sneeze topic to talk about, like we said before. We live in a world which isn't sneeze. That's the reality we live in. We live in a world which is not sneeze. So, you know, obviously we shouldn't lower ourselves to that world. And some of them are just talking about you are lowering yourself to that world. They say from the Kutzker that the Rishol Slanta said it his way, the Kutzker said it his way. He says when a person thinks about the fact that he's doing such averas, that itself is already, he's already mahar bira. The correct tikkun for this problem, a person's mahar b'isha, is not to think, oh, I'm being mahar b'isha and I have to work on not being mahar b'isha, because that just generates more thought about it. A person has to fill his life up with the kedusha and mela, the world of Arayas and Taiva, etc., will not going to fill him up. The Rambam says that a person whose mind, these problems of being mistakel and being maharer, benoshim, only fills up the minds of people whose minds are not full with Torah. And a person sees that such a thought is affecting him and overpowering him. He should turn his mind to the world of Torah. It says about the Torah, ke'ayelas ahavim ayelas chen. Torah also has a beauty to it. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Chazal saw the problem of Erva. Chazal saw the challenge of Arayus. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about they saw the challenge of Avodah Zorah. Bayis Rishon was destroyed. They're coming back to Bayis Sheni. and the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, and Hashem Kesef Gedolus at Gevalt in the Welt, that Satan which caused Churban Bayis Rishon is still dancing amongst us. What's going to be? It's a waste of our time. We'll rebuild it. It's going to be destroyed again immediately. So the Hashem Kesef Gedolus Davin and the Brashim was Mavatel the Yitzharah of Avodah Zarah. There was a specific Yitzharah of Avodah Zarah, whatever that means. It was a Malach, whatever it was. That's his job, to push a person towards Avodah Zarah. The Brashim destroyed, took that away. There's Yetzirah for everything. You know, Avodah Zarah is one of many Averas which is still Yetzirah for, but it's not a specific Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. They saw with the Shasa Kersher, they said, Gabal, okay, let's have a Ryan the Yetzirah Darayas. Let's destroy the Yetzirah Darayas. So the Bible says that when they did that, and they talk, were able to overpower the Yetzirah Darayas, they searched in Eretz Yisrael for a fertilized chicken egg. And they couldn't find one fertilized chicken egg in all of Eretz Yisrael. Means it took away the desire for tiber from the animals also. That's what the Bible says. Yerushalmi says the following. Yerushalmi says that when they took away the Yitzhak Darayas, nobody enjoyed their learning anymore. Chedmas of the Shemaita, the Geshmak of a Sugya no longer existed. What in the world is Yerushalmi talking about? There's a midah, the Torah refers to the connection between a man and a woman is v'yeda adam eschave ishta. It's a midah of das. We know there's chokhmah, there's bina, and there's das. Chokhmah is translated as book knowledge. Bina is understanding, which means I take the knowledge and I understand it to the point that I can extrapolate it. Maybe davar mitach davar. It means I understand it so well that I can apply it somewhere else. Das is what? What's das? Das is when we become, the knowledge and I become one. It becomes part of my mitzias. The Rosh created a kayach of a human being to have a kayach of das. What is that kayach of das? How is it expressed? The best moshe to understand the kayach of das is if a person reads a book. Reads a novel. You know, what we call it, a classic. So most of the classics have cliff notes, right? So you study for your test with your cliff notes. So the classic, this novel, whatever it is, it's 500 pages, 600 pages. You take the cliff notes out, it's 20 pages, 30 pages, and you know the book. You go into for the test, and maybe you make one question wrong, and you pass. So it means you could take this 600-page book down to 30 pages. So why was the author so stupid to write it for 600 pages? You can reduce it to 30 pages. He says, can you read 30 pages? You don't get into the story. But you read the 600-page book, you get into it. It gets exciting, you connect with it, it's fascinating, you can't put it down. We talk about those words. Another example of that type of, it's not real, it's fiction. The person gets excited and he's tense, you know, what's going to happen. The person watches a movie or a TV show, etc. And the hero is in danger, and the person takes his blood pressure is up, and his pulse is up. I mean, he's a pixel on a screen, right? He's not real. So what are you worried about? The people, they're worried, they can't sleep, you know, like, you know, have to know what the end of the story is. What story? It's not real. It's not like a true life story that you want to know what happened to the guy in that book. That's the meat of das. The meat of das is a human being, the Russian created, that we can connect with something beyond ourselves, to the point that it impacts us and affects us, and it affects us, and it's we feel connected. V'yeda adam eschave ishta, he came connected to his wife to the point they felt that they're one. The Bereshit created a meat of das. You can do that with your Torah, but there's a limited amount of das in the world, my friends. And if you use it for something else, you can't use it for Torah. A person who uses that kayach to read novels and to read things, and he connects it to something outside of himself, will not have geshmak in his learning. He might enjoy the intellectual pursuit of it, and it's a good kash or a good teretz. But that's not the simcha of Torah. Simcha of Torah is when you take that knowledge and becomes so connected, it becomes part of your being. That's when the person, he loves learning. I remember the Rashiba, you used to talk to us, you see, he would talk about, you learn a Mishnah. Now, Rav Gifta was a very brilliant man. So you say, what was this geshmak of learning? You know, brilliant kash or brilliant teretz, that's the geshmak of learning. He says, take the words of a Mishnah, read the words of a Mishnah, there's so geshmak, just reading the words of a Mishnah. He says, meken essen a Mishnah, you can eat a Mishnah. says, cake is geshmak, teir is geshmak. You can eat the words of a Mishnah. And you heard him licking his chops over the words of a Mishnah. The Rishiva wrote Ha'oriz on Tanakh. Ha'oriz, no person. He enjoyed learning Torah because it's Bereshim's Torah. It's the creator of the world talking to us. It's the most fascinating book in the world. It's a chance to probe into the mind of the creator of the world and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is there anything greater endeavor that a human being can do? Is there anything more exciting that a human being can do to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us? I mentioned before that to come to learn by the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon's close. You want to come to learn by the Vilna Gaon, so you had to learn. He only said the people to entirely Lishma in his close. You want to join the close, because you have to learn entirely Lishma. Now, how do you test if a person learns Torah Lishma? If you come to the Gaon, the Gaon tests if he learns Torah Lishma. So how do you test a person learns Torah Lishma? I mean, you know, a person learns, but how do you know what his motivations are? Lishma, he wants to be connected to Torah. So they put him in a room, and they gave him the first pasuk of the Divrei Yamin. They say, keep learning it till we come back. And the first pasuk of the Divrei Yamin is three words long. The pasuk says, Adam, Sheis, Enosh. That's the pasuk. Keep learning that pasuk until we come back. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, come back. So, I mean, how many times can you read the pasuk? Adam Sheis Enosh, you know, Adam Sheis Enosh, Adam Sheis Enosh, Adam Enosh Sheis Adam, you know, Sheis Adam Enosh. I mean, okay, that's 10 seconds. Now what do I do? 2 hours. Learn the pasuk. But if it's the Bereshim's Torah, the Bereshim's talking to us through that pasuk. There's a message there. The Bereshim's talking to us, and I want to connect. I can use this as a vehicle to connect in the Bari Olam. So, what's wrong with the pasuk? Kabbalah the pasuk. It's the Bereshim's pasuk. And we have ability to connect. The person learns that it connects to the human being's mind, to his heart. The Gemara says that Abaya once saw a man who was traveling, and a woman. They joined each other, and they were traveling through the forest. He says, you know, they're going through the forest. It's all by himself. It's just of Yichud. He says, you know, they're being mechavim with Dvar Erva. I'm going to go and stop them. So he ran after them. You know, they didn't do anything wrong, the Mora says, and they got to the next city, and they said we enjoyed each other's company, and they parted ways. So Baya says, it would have been me, I would have been Nichshol in the Erva. That's what the Mora says. So Mora says, L'malam l'cha, shagala hagara b'chaber, yitzur gara hamen. Whoever's greater than, so we look at the Gemara. So the belt says, it means he has a bigger Yetzirah, the bigger Talmud Chacham, has a bigger Yetzirah for more ruchnius things. His Yetzirah is like a gadol dika Yetzirah. It's not the Yetzirah of a katan, it's the Yetzirah of a gadol, a bigger person. The Mordechai doesn't say that. The Mordechai says he would have been nichshol in Arayas, Abaya says. We picture Abaya, you know, we picture your Rosh Hashivas, you know, these literature Rosh Hashivas, they're cool, detached, intellectual beings. And Abaya was like that, you know, 1,000 times over. The Mordechai said that that's not true. Abaya was one of the most passionate people in the world. There's a Gemara which is one of these. If you don't believe in the Muna of the Kedusha of Torah, you're going to say, what is this Gemara doing? The Mordechai says that Sittin Amoroyim got together and they discussed how large their erva was. Abaya was saying he had a tremendous passion. He was a tremendously passionate person. He had tremendous desire. But he took that desire and he put it into the world of Torah. He put it because he wanted to know Torah. What drove Abaya, allowed Abaya to become Abaya, which we, every single blot in Shas, there's Abaya. In other words, the Cheshvan, the Rishas says there's not three blot in Shas without Abaya. Or Rav. What it means. The Gemara in Babasra says, he wants to refer to what Shas? Shas is called Havayas the Bible Rav. It's the discussions of Abaya and Rav. That's Shas. There's Mishnayas, and then there's Havayas the Bible Rav, the Gemara said. Abaya became Abaya because he was a nice little Tatala who's just, you know, he came easy for him. He just sat down in the corner over there and he just loved learning and he had no Yetzirahs. That's what the Gemara says. That's not true. It's wrong. Abaya was one of the most passionate people in the world. He made your Frenchmen look like they were Nebuchadnezzar compared to how passionate, how much of a lover he was. Right? He would have written, he was the world's greatest lover. He took his kayak of desire, of taiva, of passion, of connection, of intimacy, and he did it with Torah. He did it with the Kodesh Baruch. So it's a cheap imitation. It's a cheap imitation. in the context of a human being connecting together to create the Kedusha of a bias, that's Kedusha. But everywhere else, it's a waste. It's a waste. So the Rosh gave us this phenomenal kayak. One of the person, you know, people don't know why they're not matzlich learning. They don't enjoy their learning because they're in a world which is so matzlichis. And they connect into that world. And the male, there's no das left over for learning. A person would make himself a promise. He says he's going to cut himself off for that world and focus on his learning. Within 2 or 3 months, he's a different person in his learning. Different world. It's a world where the Torah is so geschmack to him. He enjoys learning. You almost see it in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that tzitzis allow you to remember all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, and you won't be sisra achrei levavchem achrei neichem. How does a human being hold in his mind all of the mitzvahs of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So, you know, since he has a phenomenal memory. The 613 mitzvahs, and 613 mitzvahs, as the Golda Gaon says, are the ovis. The toldos, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of toldos. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. Every pasuk in Torah is teaching us a lesson. You look at these Kabbalah, you look at Tzemir HaChamim, you know, and you say, well, they're brilliant minds. You know, they're brilliant minds. They I have a chirusa with a lawyer. He's a top lawyer. He presents in an appellate court, you know, which is, he's dealt with very, very smart people. He's also met many gedolim. I asked him, can you please compare for me a moment the minds, the great minds that you've seen in the field of law and other areas, and the minds that you saw in the world of Torah? He says, it's not no comparison. You meet people, gedolim, who can have millions of pieces of information that can pull out a will. You know, personally, you start learning Yeridaya. You start learning to know 30 simon of Yeridaya, you got your mind. And there's people who can do it on the 426 simon of Chosh and Mishput, with every single shach and sma, and Ksois and the Zivis. And the Tofrei Sadi Zayin simonim of Arachayim, with every mug of Roman Taz, and every people got him. What does it mean? How do they do it? You want to remember, call mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If your mind is connected to that, you can't connect to the world of Torah. It's just not the same. It's information. Information is hard to absorb. The Pasuk says that the Rosh gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah kekala. He gave it to him like a kala. The way that Rosh Hashanah gives Torah to human beings is the process. Kilo, he got a kala. The connection, the desire, the intimacy of what it means to have a kala. And that's how Rosh Hashanah gives Torah to us. That's how we absorb Torah. And we throw it out and we cheapen it with something else. And we say, well, I'm not being matzliach, I'm frustrated. It's tremendously difficult generation that we live in. There's, I think, maybe back to Mitzrayim. The Pesukim talk about Mitzrayim as Shtufei Zima. The whole Metzias of the culture was Shtufei Zima. We live in a culture which is Shtufei Zima. One of the Mefarshim says the Golas Edom has in it all the different Golias. It has different elements of the different Golias. So it has the scientism of that, you know, the science, you know, the godless of the human mind of the Yevonim, and it has the debauchery of the Mitzrayim in it. And we live in a society which is called normal. It's like so not logical. And when Rosh Hashanah calls upon us to do whatever we can, the best as we can, to separate ourselves from that, and the greatest vehicle which we have, the Rambam says, is put your mind into the Torah. The Torah is mamash; it's desirable. It's not intellectual pursuit. It's a lave which desires it. The tefillah of a person in the Rosh Hashanah should make his eyes delight in Torah. Galinai v'abitani flois mitara secho. His mind to understand Torah and his heart to desire Torah. There's a lev chaymed. There's an ayin which seen. There's a lev chaymed. Person walks in the basement and says, you know, he looks at the swarm and says, you know what, I don't know them. I remember we're ever going to know them, but I want to know them. I just want to know them. I just can sit here and touch them. The same Maisa with Blazer Yudel. One time he was in his room and he didn't realize anyone was there. He walked over to the swarm shrunk and he put his arms around the swarm shrunk. The arms around the shas. In Chamberlin they have on Hoga, Simchas Torah, they dance with their Gemoras. They dance with their Gemoras. Save a Torah, you know, my Gemora, I broke my back for you. I broke my head for you. I worked so hard to understand you. I love you. I dance with my Gemora. I take my Gemora in my arms and I dance with it. It's intimate. And the Yetzirah understands that that's how we'll be Matzliach in learning, and he pounds away at us. He pounds it away, and this person, you know, and time and time again, and it's relentless. And the solution is the person has to make Gedorim. The person has to work on learning, getting a Shema. He has to make Gedorim. Chazal made Gedorim. Ruchim writes, he says, the Belt doesn't understand this of Yichud. The government doesn't understand this of Yichud. Don't want to do the Veru, don't do the Veru. Like, why can't you be together with the woman? Like, you're not strong enough. You're not big enough of a man to control yourself. He says, you know, imagine there's this raging fire. The house is burning and the fire is, you know, it's thousands of degrees. The fire's over there. I'm over here. It's not dangerous. But you stay far away. Why do you stay far away? Because you're scared. Because it's a pach ha-naira. It's life and death. Well, Jesus, you know, nothing's going to happen if you go close. But you can't go close because you're scared. You're scared for your life. He says, you understand that this is your life and you're scared for your life. You run the other direction. I had a Talmud who had issues. He made an Isser Yichud with himself with the computer. He can't be a Yichud with a computer. There's an Isser Yichud with a woman. Nowadays for him, the Isser Yichud applies to a computer. And what's considered normal, clean on a computer, is a sakana for Yiddish and Hashem. Forget about what's considered not clean. So he traded it. So I don't want to be by myself. And he's right. I mean, the Dalim have come out against, you know, the internet, etc. So we say we need it to do anything. They said if you need it, put it in a place where it's public. What are you can't control yourself? You're not a big enough man? No, I can't control. I'm not a big man. I'm a man. The Mershim created me with the Yetzer Hara. I want to play games. I know that. And instead of pretending like, you know, pretending that it doesn't exist, it's not a challenge. It's a challenge. And make a dorm. And that's one prat to listen to. You know, nowadays, you know, Mershim was mamsi many different areas. You know, it's a computer. There's an iPhone and there's an iPad, an iPod, an iPod. I don't know what there is anymore. Like it's, you know, and that's just with that. And the person walks into a store, but you can't walk in the streets. We got walking into a store. It's not something to talk about it. But what are you supposed to do? Like, put our heads. Rebbe shouldn't talk about it. So, what are you going to get a direction about it? So, Mol Yad Talmud comes privately. Rebbe, I need, you know, direction. Good. But maybe they're embarrassed to talk about it. There's nothing to be embarrassed to talk about. There's a Maisa with the Rebbe Yalapian. The Maisa, the Bocha came to me. Wanted to get Rishus to go to a chas. There was a relative wasn't so frum, etc. There's going to be mixed dancing by the chas, etc. He says, but Rebbe, he says, don't worry, you know, I'll stay off to the side. I won't be involved, and it won't be a challenge to me. So Rebbe Lapin asks him, you know, says, you know, have you been to the doctor lately? He says, what are you talking about? He says, I'm 90 years old. I'm blind to one eye. And I tremble before I walk out into the street. What am I going to see? And you tell me you're 23 years old, in the prime of your youth, and you, Baruch Hashem, you have good eyesight. You're going to a wedding, which is mixed dancing. You tell me it's not going to affect you. Obviously, you're ill. You're not feeling well because otherwise, it's going to affect you. You must not be healthy. You should go to the doctor. That's what Rabbi Lapian told him. So, you know, what are we fooling ourselves? I remember one time I asked Rashi Reb Chaim, he said, you think it doesn't affect me? He says, you think I'm not scared of it? Is it tzaddik? He's a person who's, I asked him the question, he was probably 80 years old. He tells me he's scared of it. So Baruch Adam and Geras bears the head, because we think, you know, we're supposed to be able to, when the Rebbe will think and this and that, stares at it. Nobody's greater than tzaddik. Everybody has a challenge. But if they're not going to, at least, you know, publicly, you have to talk about it at one point in time to say, you know, Rebbe said, listen, these are the realities. At least, and that's the tip of the iceberg of the challenges that we have. Touched on it. People should think about it. You know, this is, it's not, you know, Gehenim, which is Pesuchu Lefanach, which it is. It's your opportunity for Gan Eden, which is Pesuchu Lefanach. It's a chance to have Gan Eden in this world. As the Bereshit created a Gan Eden Mekedem, of the Kedusha and the Tahara, that the Neshama can connect to. And that's our chance to get it in this world. And we're standing by the Shari Gan Eden, and we're saying, let's go inside. And we need the help. We need someone to hold our hands to help us go inside. And we should, to make the right move and the right decisions to go inside.